No, you can't go up. This makes a loop right here.
Okay. Is it going to be open at any time today?
I don't know when.
If they want to close the park so that we don't get Obamacare, I'm all for it.
A park's nice, but it's not priority.
This is ridiculous.
My name's Alyssa.
Rachel.
We're from Ohio. This is my most favorite thing. I talked about it all week. I even took a picture. Here, I'll show you. I had this little post that I put. It made me laugh. Because we were at a little store down there. It says, Cades Cove, the peaceful side of the Smokies. And I said, well, how are we supposed to know? We can't go in.
Because it's a government shutdown.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
This has been planned over a year
to
come here, and then we always go to Cades Cove. And we were actually talking about doing it twice this week.
Yeah.
So.
And we can't because of a government shutdown.
It is disappointing. Not just for us. I mean, look at all the people that have come down here and intended. I mean, as we were coming down, we've met so many going back, so I know they've been come down and been turned away too. So, well, we had been waiting about 50 years for this vacation until my husband retired. And here we are, and now we can't get into the national parks like we had planned to. You know, it's disappointing because I think it could have been avoided easily. They need a grandmother up there.
Are you a grandmother?
Yes, I am. And I think I could spank them. I don't know.
You could
run. Yeah. We have our granddaughter from Kentucky with us, and we're going to Dollywood over the next few days. And today we had planned a picnic in the park at Cades Cove. We heard the news, of course, we watched it last night, and even after we found out this morning that the government had shut down, I thought Cades Cove would certainly be open to motorists because it's, you know, it doesn't require admission or anything, so we were quite shocked. I was, especially when we got there and we were turned around at the entrance to the park. We're going to go back into Pigeon Forge. We have a family that's doing some things there, so we'll probably catch up with them. And then we're going to get ready for a big day in Dollywood tomorrow. Right, Abigail?
We're going to watch the news and see if this opens back up. Try this again.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Tell them, Abigail. Say, I wanted to do a picnic.
We just decided that we would have sort of a symbolic rebellious picnic right in front of the sign before we left to go back to Pigeon Forge.
Yeah, like, I dare you.
Seems to just be a burden on everybody. That's what this whole town is small businesses, you know, small business owners. Based on the park being closed, there's not going to be any business to be made. I work hard. I'm a single dad, so this is how I make my living. You know, and if there's no business here, there's no money in my pocket. It's already a burden on this establishment. This time of year, we're usually swamped. That's when a lot of the older folks come in, and you know, they like to look at the colors and experience the beauty of the Smokies. There's seven tables full right now. This time of year, there's usually establishment as well.
Going up into these mountains and hiking is a treasure. It's peaceful, it's quiet, and today's my birthday. We always come up here for my birthday. We go up to Elkmont and hike back on the trails and take chicken and eat, and we can't do it. And I think it's very sad that people are not able to enjoy our country with what all is going on. I will miss it, but I will be back. We will be back.